Revenge of the Vampire King. King Morta, Wolfsbane said, yanking away the cloth to reveal the wooden cage. The Sapien King offered you his daughter in marriage to save his kingdom, to bind our realm to his, but really to save himself. Liar, the black-haired mortal screamed through the bars where her wrists were bound on either side of her. My father would never agree to such a deal. You're despicable, all of you vile dead things. Her dark eyes shot fiery malevolence towards Wolfsbane, and her teeth gnashed together as if she would bite through the wooden doweling and disembowel him. But Wolfsbane was not watching her. He, like everyone else in the throne room, was watching the king of the Vampiri. Morta rose dangerously slowly, like the predator he knew himself to be, a predator fixated on prey. His eyes were glued to the all-too-familiar face of the Sapien princess Velada. Despite the many tortures her father had ordered, she was the one who tried to murder him. Ironically, her violence provided him with the intense motivation necessary to find a means to escape that realm. It took nearly a moon's cycle to crawl over the high mountain because he could not fly and his body was severely damaged. With little food but for the blood of small earthbound creatures he could catch, starvation kept him from recovering. He finally reached the Vampiri stronghold near death, a state requiring many months to reverse. And now, before him, was one of his two enemies, captured, enabling him to finally exact revenge. It was a dream come true.